gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Among the Realms here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center. And 3 seconds into the show, and Dana's already taking pictures and ghost hunting. Seriously. No control whatsoever. I can't wait for Mark to come back because I suck at this. Completely and utterly.
Oh, he doesn't have any control
this.
Either.
Holy God.
Oh, he's right in there,
man.
With us.
Talk about different realms tonight anyway.
And dimensions.
But on
and
a
we
seat,
have a visitor.
Yes, I know. We always have visitors here.
From the spirit realm.
Always. On a serious note, before we continue here, we just want to express our condolences to Charlie, who recently lost a loved one, so he will not be a part of the show this evening, but we are thinking about him.
And his family.
Yes, and his family members, and he will be returning next week. So, Charlie,
we are
thinking of
Charlie,
you.
Charlie.
We love you, Charlie.
Love you.
So, we are literally going among the realms here this evening, pun intended. We're going to be talking about different realms of existence. What are they? Do they exist? Do the listeners believe in the spirit realm, astral realms, or fairy realms?
Have you visited them?
Have you visited them? Yeah. How many dimensions are there? So on and so forth. And our visitor has already acknowledged that, yes, there are multiple dimensions.
Oh my God.
And, yep.
You need to take a picture of that thing.
Different realms.
Yeah.
So that's what we're dealing with today, ladies and gentlemen. So, hi, guys. How are you?
It stopped.
Hi.
Yep. One.
Hello.
Two.
Hello.
Three.
Hello.
I love
I
that
hello.
Voice. I still love that voice.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Eat the mic.
Yes, eat the mic.
Hello, hello, hello.
No.
Good God. It's like I have no clue what I'm doing here anymore. I give up. So, for our listeners, do we have like any basic realms? I mean, there are like a ton of realms we could go over, but this show is only maxed out at 2 hours. what are some of the basic realms that most
spirit realm
that most
first,
people would actually
is usually the one most people know.
All
well,
right.
You know what I found is like everything's got a version of what the like there's shamanic,
what their realm yeah.
Yeah, there's shamanic realms, there's physicists talk about
quantum
different
theory,
realms.
Yeah,
quantum theory and then there's other people talking about portals and
planes.
Geometry and planes.
Mm-hmm.
So
well even like on Sunday when we learned the etheric plane, it's also called the etheric realm, and that's where people are able to access the Akashic records and things like that. So they're referred to in different ways depending on who's that's a lot of information you have in front of you.
Yes.
Very small text too.
Yes. And
I swear I feel like I'm back in college with the amount of information you have, Vera. Oh my God.
I wanted to be
very good.
Well, let's go
so
with
let's
the most.
Start, yeah, what's the most common one? I think is the spirit realm. That's usually the ones people know the most. So it's the easiest one to cover quick.
Go for it.
Because that's all about ghosts and spirits. And though, when you look it up, some people feel like there's also levels or differences, different things in the spirit realm too. So we work with the spirit realm when we're doing our ghost hunting, and that's where energies exist or where people who've crossed over are, and that can, like I said, that can be divided up into other levels too depending on what type
okay.
of energy.
Then my question is, I know that people that pass on, they don't immediately
mm-hmm.
go to the higher
right.
end of the spiritual realm. What is it called when they stay around and attend their own funeral?
Yeah,
as we
in
talk
that
about.
Yeah,
detention.
There's a what?
I said detention.
Detention. For some of us, we call it purgatory.
Well, but it, does it have a name?
Well, we call it the in-between, so I don't, when they haven't, sometimes they're stuck there, A lot of times, though, I know what you're talking about, when they can cross, they're just kind of like,
they're in limbo.
Still here,
they
yeah.
They refer to it as limbo. They're
yeah, and a lot of times
the
when we refer to it, you can different way movies, that's how we say it, but it probably has like an actual, somebody probably termed it something, I'm sure. Speaking that's of, what we call.
Speaking of someone who's always in between things, let's everyone welcome Ruth into the show. Hello, Ruth.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Ruth.
I you have the answer to the question you're asking.
Thank you, Ruth. Yay.
What is it?
They call it the quantum realm.
Oh, it is the quantum realm.
It's the buffer zone between our physical world and what they call the astral world, which is pure energy.
Right.
So many people these days are afraid of dying, and they think that, you know, there is no life after death, and that their spirit, they don't believe they have a spirit, and that when they die, they're just going to die. And they really hold these beliefs so strongly that when they die, they actually get stuck in that buffer zone called the quantum realm. And that's why we have these ghosts wandering around and all this stuff.
You know, I had a lady come see me for a card reading, and her card reading said she was going to have sorrow in her immediate future. And when I said that to her, she said, oh, my mother died last night, but I want to contact her. And I said that I didn't think you could contact her. So my question is that where, until at least for a little bit longer, so is that where the souls go, or don't, you know?
To start with, it's sort of, you know, in between a place to acclimate to being free of the heaviness and the thickness of the physical body and the, you know, life with gravity and all of that, so that, you know, it's, you still maintain a form, a physical like form, but so you are a separate entity at that point. You know, this is, who am I to say for sure, this is what I've read, but you have the lightness and the ability to move as spirit does without the, you know, the physical body holding you back, but it allows the spirit to adjust to that before you move on to the next realm, which would be the astral realm.
So go on, see a spirit form at where they're at?
Well, some people feel that they can communicate really well with a spirit before they actually, when they're in that, you know, in between, as I call it, and Ruth's calling it the proper term, but some people feel that they're very strong, you know, and that's why a lot of people are able to know when they're still around, like when they are at their funeral and things like that, you know, before, like right as soon as it happens. So
what did you say? Was it you, Ruth, that talked about James von Prague and what he says? Or was it somebody else that everybody attends their own funeral?
Yes, I did say that. I saw him in an interview just last week, and he said that that's true, that everybody goes to their own funeral. So I thought that was interesting.
Certainly.
What if you don't want to go?
Yeah.
Do you have?
Well,
I
think once you're over there, then you do.
Why wouldn't you want to go?
I don't even want to come back.
I guess you don't have to. You know, you're a free spirit at that point.
When I get over there, I'm going to find a place to hide, and I ain't coming back.
Take that, everybody.
Herzl doesn't like being earthbound.
Take
He's a free
that.
Energy. Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think any of us are afraid of that, because we know we'd be doing some hauntings from over there.
What was that talking about levitating? I can't hear whoever that
was.
That
would be Dana.
She's not
Dana, I can't hear you, darling.
Can you hear me now?
She can't
All
hear
I
me.
Heard was levitate.
Can you hear me?
A
can
little
you hear
bit.
Her?
Well, let me talk.
Speak into the microphone, honey.
In the instance that she couldn't hear you, I thought I would repeat it.
Yeah, well.
Sorry.
Radio going.
This is it.
Can you hear me now?
The pot's starting to simmer.
Don't give up, Paul. It's too early.
Okay. Can you hear me?
You're very muffled.
Yeah, I have her. Hold on.
Here, Dana.
I'm going to try this little trick. Go ahead, Dana.
Can you hear me now?
Ooh, I can
A little
me.
Better.
A little better?
It sounds like it's coming from another microphone, though, you know?
Is her microphone on? Again,
yeah.
Was it turned off accidentally?
No.
Yeah, it's on.
It's on full. So Okay.
I don't hear you as clear as you were.
Mine is a lot louder.
Is it maybe
sorry.
Better?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, we'll just have to share mics.
Wait a minute. Let me try one thing. Can you hear
this
me?
This is our behind the scenes episode.
Is that better or what?
Always.
No.
Just okay. The condom or for mic. Hey, so.
Do that again.
Oh, no. Hey, Ruth, can you hear her now?
Can you hear me any better now?
Oh, slightly.
Slightly. That's not good enough.
Okay. Share the
that's
mic.
Not much.
Now.
Share this one, or are you going to share it, Jack?
No, I can do it with Jack.
Talk loud or something.
Ooh, yes, we're going
to. The world wants to hear your sweet voice.
Okay, when I die, I can finally levitate.
Awesome.
Wasn't worth the wait, was it?
Wow.
Oh my God.
We are just backstabbing people all night here, folks.
Wow.
K2 likes it.
He's a lot of work.
K2 likes it? Sweet. Keep talking.
I was just going to say.
Who's next?
I'm waiting.
Oh, I have something really interesting I was reading. Speaking of the quantum reality, it says today it's widely accepted that in the subatomic realm, one quantum entity can influence another instantaneously over any distance, despite there being no exchange of force or energy. And I think that is why long-distance healing works, because it's like you put out the intent and it immediately affects something. It could affect something on the other side of the world, is what they're saying, and they are beginning to prove that now. It says they started to realize this in 1935 when Einstein, along with some other people, published a paper, the so-called EPR thought experiment or paradox, that showed under certain circumstances quantum mechanics predicted a breakdown of locality, meaning that a particle could be put in a measuring device in one location, and through that action alone would instantly influence another particle an arbitrary distance away. Einstein refused to believe this at the time. He called it spooky action at a distance. And however, this was the basis for the beginning of this, and they have since proven over and over again that this, in fact, does happen in the scientific world. Mm-hmm. I mean, people who do long-distance healing know this happens. They know this from an experiential level, but you know how the scientists like to have everything written down on paper.
Yep.
So I thought that was much earlier than we thought they've started talking about this.
I don't know what it was.
So they're calling it a quantum something?
Well, you're staying on topic.
Right? Yeah, the subatomic realm.
Why are you doing that? Sorry, Ruth, I just had to ask.
Yeah, it's basically quantum physics, but it's in the subatomic realm.
Yes.
And so the more they micro visualize these things or micro search these things, it's like you can only prove so much on the surface. But it's like breaking apart all these things that we always thought had to be absolute, and turns out it is not absolute, which is a fascinating thing.
Yeah.
Very cool. We do actually have another caller on the line.
What?
I do not know who this is, have to be polite. Yes.
No. Hello, caller. Hello,
caller. Hold on. Hello, caller. You are on Among the Realms. Welcome.
Hi.
Hello there. Who is this?
Hi, this is Gail.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Any questions, comments, or concerns, Gail, on the different realms or dimensions?
Well, I'm just kind of wondering what you think about something like photographing fairies. Like, can you do that?
Photographing what?
Fairies.
Oh, fairies?
If they want you to... I have seen pictures of fairies, but someone that I know that speaks to fairies quite frequently says that they are very particular in who they'll allow to see them and to photograph them. So you have to be good friends with them first, apparently.
Well, so I think I have a picture.
Uh-huh.
It's like a like a little boy that's kind of curled up in a purple light. Mm. It's just a picture of a grassy field. But there's this little sunspot, it almost looks like. But it looks like you can see a little boy.
Wow.
Sitting down, and I was just looking, and I don't know, I could say he has wings, but I might just be making that up.
I wonder if you could upload that to the Among the Realms Facebook page, maybe, and we could have a look.
Sure.
I'm sure
I can do that.
Okay.
Yeah, find
have
us
at
on
it. I'm find online. Us, I'll go us. Take a look right now.
Yeah,
okay.
Find us
if you
on
can,
Facebook.
I mean, that'd be great.
All right. I'll
here?
Try to do that.
Why am I here?
Cool.
What's the point of me being here? Mark, why am I here? Ruth is doing everything. I'm losing control in the store.
And from 100 miles
and,
away.
And Ruth is just taking care of business now. Why am I even here?
Oh, stop.
No, Gail, seriously, though, go on Facebook, type Among the Realms in the search engine, and when you find our page, upload that picture,
and Ruth will, look at it right
and
now.
Ruth will take a look at it right now.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
You want to stay on the line, or what do you want?
Yeah, I'll stay on.
Oh, good.
Sure,
I'd like to know, where did you take this photo?
I actually took it at an Indian battleground. Well, in Minnesota, it's Birch Coulee is the battlefield. And it was a site where there was, like, it was the Dakota Uprising. And it was the first big fight, and something like 72 American soldiers died. Hmm. And, yeah, so we were there visiting, and I thought I had taken ghost pictures before, so that was my intention in
That's
photographing in that area. But what I found was what I thought was like a fairy.
Wow.
Gail, let me ask you, where are you from? Where are you calling us from?
I am from Minnesota.
Oh, there we go. Perfect.
Yeah.
That would make sense since she's been taking photographs in Minnesota, but
yeah.
I had to double check. Well, a lot of people travel to Gettysburg.
Yeah.
For the same
right.
reasons, trying to get the ghosts.
Right.
So, I just
well,
had to
I grew
check.
Up. I did grow up on the East Coast, and so I have been to Gettysburg, but not specifically for that purpose. But I definitely grew up around a lot of historical sites where things might happen.
Well, if you could upload that picture, that would be phenomenal.
All right.
Are you part
of paranormal?
Do you work with a paranormal
that?
Group?
No. No, I'm just on my own. Maybe.
We can start a chapter in Minnesota right now.
Yeah.
One other question about the photo. What were the weather conditions when you took the photo?
It was close to sunset. So you can okay. see in the picture the sun is in the background, and there's like a refractory light type thing that's going on. So you could say, like, perhaps it's just the sun reflecting. Mm-hmm. But then there's this other special little part in the picture where it's this, like, bright lavender, purple-violet color that looks different than the sunspot. And that's where you see the little person.
Well, we're looking forward to seeing your photo.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I just texted our...
She specializes,
okay,
in that to look
yeah.
on the Facebook page. So...
I'm
going to
concentrate a little
beautiful.
Bit on doing that.
Thank you
and
very
I'll
much.
Get that uploaded.
Just hang
yeah.
in there, and we'll let you know when we see
so if we don't hear from her, we know what she's doing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks
okay,
a lot.
Great.
Well, since I've already lost control of the show, you guys can say whatever you want at this point. You know, who's got something else? Ruth, what do you got for me?
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing. Beautiful.
It's your turn, Paul.
No, it ain't. Forget this. I already lost this show.
So, Paul, what can you tell us about fairies?
Not much. I'm not going to lie. You know, as far as the realms go, you know, the only one I'm pretty much aware of, other than the spirit realm, is the astral.
Do you astral travel?
Yeah, I do, actually. Unfortunately, with my sleeping habits, I tend to black out quite often. So I've been told I astral quite often. I just don't remember.
Liquid meals?
Pretty much. No. I just have not gotten a lot of sleep when I do. I average about 2 or 3 hours a night.
I know what you mean.
Yeah. And then when I
finally... So you never get into a deep sleep to be able to realize...
Exactly. Yeah. When I'm finally... Yeah. Yeah. So...
So you don't remember? You're saying you black out, you don't remember?
The last couple of times I actually remember, I was actually astraling to two other planets, believe it or not. And it was just like an image. I was like zooming out of each planet, and then all of a sudden everything went black and I was right back in bed. So that was fairly recent. That was like 3 or 4 months ago. But that's about as close as it gets. What? Are you laughing at me now?
All I can think of is this is the only place you could say that where everybody's not really...
We're not incarcerated yet.
No. We're all intently listening.
Now, remember, I'm a psych major. I graduated with like a dual degree. I know all the answers that are going to be questioned later on, so I might be able to get out. The rest of you guys, you're all in trouble. It's nice knowing you. I'll visit you, and I'll even bring you flowers.
That's like when we went to see that lady that swore she had, we thought she had ghosts, but she ended up, after she described it, we knew she had some sort of elemental presence. And those of you that don't know what that is, can somebody explain to them what an elemental, it's an earth spirit, correct? An elemental?
I don't know, you tell us.
And we were, and she was,
you're doing all right, keep going.
She was talking to us about it, and we're all like intently listening, like not, I mean, not in the, one little iota thinking she was crazy. I mean, we were like,
it again.
No, no. She likes talking from a distance, or like
I'm
when she's walking.
Right into
not
them.
You, her.
Oh, Sherry.
I was eating a mic. Anyway, sorry.
You were doing just fine.
That's all.
You really were. Oh, here we go.
Done.
Yeah, that's
done.
It. That's
I'm
it. I'm done.
I'm leaving.
I'm leaving now.
Oh,
dear
boy.
God. Mark.
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Back to the fairies for a moment.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
There were some very famous photographs that were taken in the late Victorian era of black and white photos of fairies, but they were debunked later on. They finally admitted that they had faked them. But for years, people believed they were actual photos. It was a woman, I think, in England, if I remember correctly. And they're very clear photos of little miniature women with wings and doing all kinds of stuff in the backyard with her. But I guess several decades later, they debunked those. But they're interesting to look at because people believe they were real for so long until they, you know, were
that
proven not
Ness.
To be. Well, that's not proven wrong
yes,
yet.
That's not proven.
No, just
the most
picture,
famous photo
picture,
was made
yeah.
of. Yes. But who knows?
I got off topic.
Paul, back to you.
I got nothing. I'm already shot. I'm done. I got people interrupting me. I got guilt trips going on. What else is going to happen tonight?
You're doing the YMCA song over there.
Now you're a troublemaker. Now you're a troublemaker.
I warned you.
I know, you did.
I did. I gave you a warning.
Oh. Better than...
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Speaking of portals, that's where you all need to go at this point.
But aren't portals?
Do tell, what is a portal?
It's
a window on a boat.
Well, yes, that and what we have.
Port-
back
oh.
Oh, yeah. We have a portal here.
Gotcha.
We have a portal. And supposedly, you can have them in your house.
There's a whole lot of real bad background noise right now. I wonder
yeah,
on Gail's phone.
No, it's not Gail's phone.
Okay,
it's
okay.
Not.
You guys got some
portal.
Hey, we said the word portal and weird things started to happen. That's
okay,
all I'm going
okay.
to leave it at.
I'm on like a 2 second delay. Wow.
Yep. Go ahead.
Keep talking. Or
portals.
Put your fingers in your ear and talk.
I don't know when to stop because I keep repeating myself.
Man.
Oh, my God. This is horrible.
Mark. So.
All right. Somebody else talk now.
Well, let's go back. I'm curious about you. What you were talking about. Earlier.
Okay.
Do you even remember your dream?
Yes.
If you don't.
Quite often.
If you don't get that much.
I do get quite a few dreams. Just lately, because I've been able to sleep, I have. Mm-hmm. You know, actually, what I'm doing, I've actually been playing meditation music while I'm sleeping, and that seems to help quite a bit with my dreams.
Do you journal?
Yes. Yes, quite often. So, yes, I have been able to dream as of late, but similar when I'm astraling, the dreams just don't happen quite often because I am just.
Yeah.
An atomic bomb will go off and will not hear it.
Well, some people just sleep that way, too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So. We're ghost hunting here again.
Yes.
Hey, great. Lovely. Okay. So.
And back to you, Judge.
Yeah. Seriously.
Vera's taking pictures. Something's monkeying with my camera.
What other realm can we talk about?
In here. Well, we would just mention the astral realm. We work with that one a lot here.
Well, we do, and actually, I'm one of the. I think I don't know if anybody else sees portals and realms the way I do when we go into meditations. And I don't do it. I've only done it a couple of times, but each time it shocked the hell out of me when I've done that in during one of our meditations here in the center. And I've done it
under hypnosis too.
Under hypnosis, and also I did it at the Brian Weiss event. I saw something there. And it's like when I go into a deep meditation, it's like a window will open up right in front of me in my eyes, and I will see, to me, is like I'm looking through it into another world with real figures behind it. And it's like the one that scared me the most was, it startled me, was he turned around and looked back out the hole at me. And I could see him looking at me, and it just, that, and I sort of shut it down in my mind's eye because that one freaked me out a bit. And he had a white uniform on and a helmet on, and it just was the most bizarre thing I'd ever seen. And I have since seen people in these circles or windows that open up doing things, moving around behind the space, like I can see through a hole in the fabric of space. And it's, I guess that's what I imagine these alternate dimensions to be, alternate realities, alternate realms.
And you journal it. You write most of this down, right?
I do write this down, yes. Yes, I do. I keep track of all of these strange events. I call them strange events that happen in my life. And it's like, I'm not sure what it means or what it's, if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but it's certainly different.
That's something to tell our viewers. If you're dreaming something, don't take it literal. There may be another message in there somewhere that you may find out later on. Don't ever, you know, write down what you dreamt, but never take the dream literally.
Sometimes.
And
sometimes.
In all honesty, should we be afraid of any of this?
No.
Well, you
don't. I didn't think so.
No.
Well, you do have scary events, though, that you do see in your dreams sometimes. I mean, this wasn't dreams. I wasn't in a dream when I had
premonitions.
Yeah, this wasn't a dream. I mean, I'm not asleep when these things are happening. These are like in waking.
But they're not going to reach across and grab a hold of you and pull you into their dimension or anything. I mean, it's nothing to be afraid of, truly.
No, I didn't feel that, but listen, it just gives you a start when they turn around and look at you out through the hole, you know,
mm-hmm.
Turn around and look. It's like when you didn't expect that kind of thing, you know.
For me, it's hard to believe that all the dimensions would be positive. There's got to be negative ones, too.
Sure.
You know, I mean, there's
why?
Some things. Why?
Because there's some pretty nasty mm-hmm. people out there.
Because, well, I mean.
It could be your energy.
It's just looking, like when I look at. Up at the sky and think about alien life, there's going to be warlike civilizations, there's going to be peaceful civilizations. I think there's going to be any kind of civilization you could imagine.
But
that's why I'm saying that.
Right.
Who knows what's in these other dimensions?
You know, but if you go to bed angry, you're resonating, you know, something angry, and you could actually bring in, while you're dreaming, an angry
See, that always
realm.
Works, that always works opposite for me. That I can never rely on that.
Okay.
If I go to sleep angry, I'll dream those very peaceful things sometimes. There's other times I'm very happy I go to sleep and I'm dreaming of all these deformed people staring at me. So that doesn't make any sense for me. From my point of view.
You never really get angry. I've never ever seen you. You're like...
You should see me this weekend when I had no heat for 4 days.
Oh, all right. Okay. But you're
we'll talk about that later.
You're such a calm energy.
It has a lot of work.
It's a lot of work for you
stay,
to maintain like
well, I, maybe I shouldn't say it that way, but it's from years of practice.
Yep.
Okay.
How's that sound?
All right.
It's a discipline, I guess, is a good way to describe it. I try not to be angry. I try and stay on an even keel, but sometimes it's not that easy. So.
It's like always being nice and wishing people that don't like you and have done bad things to you good things, which is what I strive to do, but can't seem to.
I don't even spend a lot of time focusing on that.
Uh-huh.
I just spend a lot of time focusing on trying not to let them push my buttons.
Okay.
Or to not let them affect me in any negative way. But that's, that's how I deal with it. It works different for everybody, I would imagine.
Absolutely. So other than the spiritual realm and the astral realm, do we have any other?
I have another question while we're on this.
Go ahead.
What do we here consider the dream world? Is that an astral plane? Or are you calling it something else?
You can go to the astral plane when you're...
But I'm saying, what is, in general, what where do you go when you dream?
I definitely feel like, well, a lot of people do that when they're dreaming. Not everybody.
No, I understand
that. Sometimes it's just their mind, but like when you have a visitation from the spirit world and to the astral, like that's the astral realm.
Because I think in dreams there's all different levels.
Mm, like dimensions.
You know, I've had dreams where I've been in another country. And I understood the language.
Yeah, and
I don't speak Russian.
You could be time traveling.
Am I astral traveling? Am I just having a vision of something? I don't know. I have no idea. Most of the dreams I have, I'm watching. I'm like, I guess like a man in black. I don't know. I'm watching things, and it doesn't get weird until someone sees me there and realizes I'm there watching them, and then everything gets kind of creepy. There's other times where I'm actually there experiencing what's happening. And then time changes, everything. You know, I had one story I can think of off the top of my head. I had a dream that I was in prison for murdering someone. And I didn't do it. I took the blame for someone for some reason. It was like a Johnny Cash song or something. And I was in jail. And I was in there for my whole life in this dream. And when I woke up that morning... in my bed, it took me about an hour and a half, 2 hours to open my eyes because I was afraid I was still in that cell. That's how realistic it was. I thought I was going to wake up and face one more day in jail. And I couldn't do it. It took me forever to open my eyes. I don't know what that is. I don't know if I'm visiting a past life. I don't know if it's astral traveling. It doesn't make any sense.
No, but people do all of those things in a dream state, just like they can do it in a meditative state.
Yeah, but
you can go to all different realms.
But when that becomes your only connection to it for years, what is it? You know what I mean? I need to know what it is.
You mean you know which realm?
Well, I guess. I'm not even quite sure the question I'm asking, but it's so real. But there's nothing to grasp.
Because you're going to all of them. So when you're... in a place where you feel like it's something from where you're visiting something, but it feels a long time ago, that would be you going to like a past life. But if you feel like it's like now, like you're just in that place at this time, you're astraling there. Vera does that all the time. She goes to a different
But if you're time traveling, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a past life.
No. But usually when you're sleeping, you end up into a place where you're doing the astraling or you're... doing it that way
because
not everybody believes in the time travel except us, I think.
I guess what my question is what's the line between astral traveling and just plain old dreaming? Is there a distinction?
Yeah. When you're dreaming, usually it's not, it doesn't feel like it's real. It feels like it's, you're getting all this information and you're getting, you know, you're it's jumbled and you can't make sense of it. And when you're astraling, you feel like you're there, or you're looking at something and you can see yourself. You know what I mean? Like you're describing, like you were describing earlier.
Yeah.
It feels more real.
Okay. All right, well, that helps a little.
Very cool. So, ladies, any other kind of...
Would anyone like to hear what Edgar Cayce said about dreams?
Sure.
He did a lot of dream interpretation.
Sleeping prophet.
Pardon me?
He was called the Sleeping Prophet.
The Sleeping Prophet, yes. He says, during the dreaming state of sleep, we experience the different levels of consciousness and receive input from the different realms of the spirit world. Through dreaming, we have special access to our spirit within. According to the Cayce readings, there was not a question we can ask which cannot be answered from the depths of our inner consciousness, so we can make contact with our higher selves, our inner consciousness. And I mean, it's right there.
And shamanism says the same thing. Mm-hmm. Shamanism says that's you dream your pain away. You know that's how shamans go into dream. It's waking dream time. You know? Mm-hmm. The dream time is a very integral part of the healing ceremonies and the divination ceremonies. The picture's up, you know. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh, it is. Okay, let me look.
Yes, the picture's up. It actually, Gail, if you're still on the line with us, it does look pretty cool right now.
I want it as my screensaver.
That would be $5.95 for that.
Yeah.
I'm not getting it here. That's weird.
That's a big seven.
It's on Among the Realms.
Among the Realms.
Should be. She sent it to us.
Ruth, go into the photos because it was uploaded by
you gotta go into the
photos.
Yeah, go into the photos.
Okay.
So
I asked Danielle to look at it, and she says, hands full with sick kid.
She's got her own little work to do there.
Mm-hmm.
So
does anyone believe that?
No, I don't see
what pets are doing when they're dreaming?
Believe in what?
That our pets are doing the same thing when they dream.
Yep. I think animals are a lot like us. Yeah.
Because my dog Rudy, when he would dream, he would actually twitch, and all four paws would move like he was running through the woods.
Yep.
He was very, very active when he was sleeping, quite a bit.
He'd
make noises, and sometimes he would wake up and look at me like, he had that look on his face, like, where the hell am I? And then once he saw me and he knew he was okay, he'd go back to sleep. And within 5 minutes, he was right back to whatever he was doing.
So how do we figure sleepwalking?
Well, that's another good thing I'd like to talk about.
Go for it.
When I moved out of the haunted house I grew up in to Bud Lake, I used to sleepwalk a lot. But I would sleepwalk and my eyes are wide open. And I would talk to you.
My son did that.
It was very... the one story my mother always told me is they saw me walk, and of course this is from a family used to seeing ghosts all the time. They saw somebody walk by the dining room, and they weren't sure what it was, so they got up and they saw me out in the kitchen. And I was out in the kitchen. I opened the knife drawer, and I took out a big knife. And I was walking back to my bedroom with it. And my mother asked me, what are you doing? And I said, well, I need this to build my model. And she goes, well, you can do that when you wake up in the morning. They took the knife away from me and walked me back down. But I remember waking up in bed and finding grass marks on my feet. And they weren't there when I went to sleep. Now, where I went and what I was doing, I have no idea.
You know, I used to have to, my son used to do that when he was little. And I had to put a lock on, one of the class locks high enough where he couldn't reach it. Because he would open the door and he'd be talking to, I don't know who, eyes wide open. So
yeah,
it was the scariest thing.
David used to sleepwalk. I had to keep him from going out a second floor window when we lived in Ringwood. Yeah. So.
And they're going somewhere.
Or
they're definitely talking to something.
Or he'd look in the mirror.
I was on
and
a mission.
To himself.
Yeah. And that you—that's how it was for him. And yeah. I'd be—I remember following him. And at one point, it gets so creepy, though. And then I'm like, you know, you're not supposed to scare them awake, so you're trying to like nicely wake them up.
Yeah, that's what—that's what frightened my mother so much, that my eyes were wide awake.
Yeah.
It was, but I wasn't there. You know, my voice was there. I was there physically, but I wasn't there. So I don't know if that could be a whole other realm. Who knows? Right? We don't know.
It could be. I'm not going to mention which family member, but there's definitely one family member in my house, mm-hmm. in my family, who would sleepwalk the entire house. You could actually have a 10-minute conversation with this family member.
And not know there was
anything. And he wouldn't. Oh, damn. All right.
He still narrows
it down. It's still a big number here.
Not
but definitely not. No, the sister was even better. That's a better story, but I won't do that now. But no, he used to just literally walk back up the stairs and fall asleep back in bed. And he wouldn't even know it. And he always give you the strangest look, like he's looking at you, like he was here but he was not here. It's like, who are you? And he'd go right back upstairs. Yep.
I'm a big fan of the Aborigine concept of dreamtime. Because they would, you know, they treat dreams as just equal with reality as daytime, as being awake in the daytime as their nighttime dreams. And I sort of can relate to that because I think some of my most distinctive experiences have happened in my dreams, and I remember those as much as any trip I've ever taken in the daytime, real time. I even hesitate to use the word real time because to me it always feels real. When you
call it awake time.
Awake time, yes. Awake time and sleep time. And so it's like if I write my history, certainly some of the dreams are a big part of my history that formed who I am, and adventures and things like that. Anyway, I think they're a fascinating people, and how they deal with all of that.
Very cool. They are all fascinating.
I'll tell you what's very cool is that picture.
Yes, and I'm actually putting it up on Facebook now for everyone to see.
It's a beautiful photo.
I may have just accidentally put it on your Facebook. I'm going to try to put it on the Among the Realms Facebook. So give me one more second there.
Wait a minute, who's going to put it on? Hold on, I will get it. There it is.
Hold on. Oh my God, this is my first time working this. Oh man.
Talking about my Facebook
room. Yes, her Facebook.
Okay.
I got it now. Good Lord. There we go.
I don't care what it's of, but it really is beautiful.
Yes.
So what do you think of the different dimensions? Like actual...
You talking to me?
Yeah.
What dimensions?
Well, there's supposed to be an infinite number of dimensions.
Oh, like string theory. Mm-hmm. All of that. For every moment in time, there's an infinite amount of alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in that.
Well, you know... A lot of people, you know, when a big thing that was brought up with all of that was when Fringe, I mean, did any of you watch Fringe when it was out?
Yes. Religiously, yeah.
And that they were really big with the different dimensions and planes and things. It was so amazing. And I thought it was depicted pretty well on how we, like some of us, look at it, too.
I did, too.
Like they literally exist the same, just a completely different, almost, world. But you're the same, you know what I mean? It's almost like the exact replica of you in a different...
And they were running into problems because of the thinning of the veil between the two worlds there. But the people could shift back and forth between them. That was
right.
That was a very cool series.
Right. So it was great when they kind of did a series on that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it's over.
I know.
Yes.
I thought that would be on for a lot longer.
It was very underrated, that show. It didn't get the...
I think because
there's
it
not
was,
enough
it
of
was,
us
well,
to
it was
keep
complex for people to, you know, to pick it up in the middle and try to understand. That's why. So when you're like us and
it's
you're
what your
to think,
DVR is for.
Take that.
So now we're telling you to go buy all the old episodes.
Watch Fringe.
And watch them.
It was the last sci-fi series Leonard Nimoy did, too. Rest in peace, Spock.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it's neat. I think they do cover a lot of things now on dimensions and alternate realities.
There's a good show on sci-fi called The 12 Monkeys, and that's all about time travel and them going back and him seeing himself.
That movie was good, but
I haven't seen the... I've forgotten about the movie after watching this series.
Oh, really? It was better?
I think the series is better.
Okay.
It has a whole different spin on what was going on in the movie, from what I remember. But it's an interesting show.
Yeah. You're not supposed to smile at the camera.
No, I just heard a noise and got the flash.
Yeah.
That wasn't a smile.
No.
Gail,
are you still with us?
Well, if you're listening...
I'm here.
There we go. Just checking. Yes, very nice picture. Yes, it is up on Among the Realms. I actually figured out how to use a computer tonight and for everyone else to view. So, there it is again.
Yeah. Did you hear that out there?
I'm outside. That was a car driving by.
Okay.
Oh,
okay. No, that's all right.
There we had something
we
really
nuts.
Excited.
That's been debunked.
At least we asked the right question.
Yes. So we thank you very much for that picture, Gail. Any other questions, comments, or concerns?
Let's see.
To me, it looks like something's there. I mean, I don't think it's just an anomaly, but. I mean, you know, we'll put it out there, and people, like some photographic expert will make a comment.
Anyone can comment on it.
Sure.
Absolutely.
What kind of camera did you use for that photo?
It was a little Nikon, just a little, like, point-and-shoot. Not Nikon, I'm sorry, a Canon, a digital.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the first thing they're going to tell you is that you shot into the sun.
Yep,
and
exactly.
So you're getting sunspots, but a person who knows about energy and orbs and such will say, wow, look at the energy in this photo. I don't know about fairies, but that purple spot there, that's not from looking at the sun.
Right.
It's a different
tone. You know, it's like a very rich color.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like a little bit opaque, whereas the light spots are luminescent.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Did you notice the image when you took the photo, or did you see it later when you were looking at the pictures?
I noticed the purple spot when I took the photo, but I just noticed it. I did think at the time, I might have shot something. Yeah.
Did you take any others at the same time and place?
I did. I took a bunch of other photos around that time. Oh, I do. Mm-hmm. I do have two, one on either end of that photo. So,
mm-hmm. That's good.
And they did not show the same phenomenon?
No, they actually do, but it moves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Moves a little bit.
Because what we normally do is take a series of three photos to see if whatever anomaly we catch is in the first, second, and third. Sometimes it shows up in the last one. It could show up in the first and not the next two.
Or you'll see movement, like you said.
Yeah. Or move across the screen if it's something that was there. So that's always a good practice to do. Look at those.
Can I ask you something?
Photos.
What made you take the picture? Did you get that little voice say, you know, go this way and take a picture, or were you just taking a whole bunch of pictures?
You know, the whole trip was kind of a little voice saying, go here and take pictures. So I can't say for sure that that particular step and that particular shot was take a picture now, but more that we just happened to be, we were out that way on a family reunion, and I happened to find this battlefield, and I thought we needed a place to stop on the drive, and let's just stop there just for fun, and I thought I'll take some pictures while I'm there. So the whole trip was kind of a nudge.
Do you feel like you're sensitive in any areas? You know, like...
Yeah, okay. I do. I am. It's a lot of nudges like that, kind of like a little whisper. And kind of sensitive to a lot of different energies, just like kind of naturally empathic. And then just odd things seem to happen around me, like almost like
you're not alone.
Yeah. Well, welcome just to. Change. Yeah, exactly. Just, you know, well, okay, here's an example that I find strange. So I just happened to, I kind of followed nudges and called your show. And then I just kind of threw that out there, and you all happened to want to see the picture. So that's nice. So I'm taking a walk. And I'm walking to a fairy garden. It's kind of like the end destination for my walk, and then I turn around and head home. And it just happens to be a fairy garden that I found a few months ago when I needed to get out for a walk. And I walked by there while I was on hold with you guys, and the family happened to come out that tends the fairy garden, and I'd never met them or seen them or anything before. And I was able to tell them that I really love their garden. It's really a nice garden. And, you know, thank you. And they said, that, you know, they were very nice for everything. And just how random is that? But that happens to be at the exact time that I'm calling in and asking about a fairy photo. Mm-hmm. You know? I mean, at the exact same moment. It's just kind of strange coincidences like that all the time.
Synergy.
There are no coincidences. That's great.
I keep a diary of coincidences, and you know, coincidences in quote marks, because I find those are markers of things that I want to remember and pay attention to.
Right.
Yeah. Or
well,
integer.
That's kind of how fairies came about as an interest for me at all. It's just certain little markers happened. And this picture is one of those.
I like it.
And so,
I think your story is wonderful. I think this is the picture is really beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
I think
so, too. I can post the others, too, if you'd like.
Yes, that would be great. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can see the series.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
And we are so happy you called in and sent that to us. It really...
Mm. You should start photographing that fairy garden.
Oh, what a great idea.
Oh, I should. Yeah, that is a great idea.
Yeah, it is.
There's nothing, she said, hopefully we can get the stream running. There's nothing, it's all kind of brown right now, but spring is just about here.
Our friend,
so cold.
Our friend that works with fairies and earth spirits and elementals says that they like to be given gifts of something sweet.
I was
so,
just going to say that. Bring them something when you go.
Okay.
Candy.
They like tobacco. Different kinds of elves and fairies like different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's something. You know? And come call us back. Let us know what happened.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
When are you all? What is your? This is my first time listening to your show. When are you all on regularly?
It's 7, but 7 Eastern Standard
mm-hmm.
Time.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday. I don't know what your time difference is, so I don't know.
I'm an hour behind.
How did you find the show?
I am just a fan of a number of shows on Black Talk Radio, and I just kind of listen to whatever catches my attention. I've been walking, and so I listen to the different shows as I go walking.
Nice, so. Yeah.
Walk with your camera.
Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah. What's
that? We'll get the other pictures up there, and
okay.
Know if you can't capture anything else in your fairy garden or your neighbor's fairy garden. That would be super.
Okay. Sounds great.
Walk?
This
is
really fun.
So cool.
All right, Gail. Have a good night, and hopefully we'll hear from you soon.
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Gail.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care.
That was actually pretty awesome.
That was the porthole closing, did you hear?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just the way it ended.
Like that.
Yep. No, she's outside.
It's hard to flush and walk, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you never know.
Well played. Well played.
God, she must not have as much snow as we've had. She's out walking in Minnesota. Minnesota gets cold.
Yeah.
I've been cold here today.
Oh, my God.
The wind.
We were getting spoiled with the wind.
We have a broken door. To,
no more. I can see. Fix it.
That's my husband.
So.
So what do you think about the movies and things that... To pick like the fourth and fifth dimensions and things like that.
Like what movies? Give me a movie.
The Fourth Kind. See, we talked about that one.
Yeah. That was the interview, right? Was it sort of like a pseudo documentary?
Oh,
pseudo realistic documentary type thing. It seemed pretty real to me. I mean, I thought.
And that's supposed to be them visiting or going to other or other beings, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they're not always depicted, like Virgil is saying, as pleasant, you know, similar to, like, the white noise when they, you know, and it's true, even when we do our investigations, we obviously have been up against some negative energy.
I mean, there's got to be a whole other world they come from.
Well, that's what I mean. It makes you wonder what, I mean, we know things are, sometimes we see things and they're not, they don't even know each other are there, so they're on different planes.
Yeah.
So there's so many different, you know, dimensions, and it'd be interesting if anybody has any experiences with that. You've done a lot of dimensional traveling.
I seem to it only started a couple of months ago, from what I can tell, and it's like something I look for now, to see if it's happening. But it's I can't say that I see them. I don't know if I've traveled it, but I'm certainly becoming aware of it, so we'll wait and to see if I can work up the nerve to step through.
Step through
the wormhole. See where that takes me.
I can help you with that.
Can you?
Have you done?
You're gonna push.
No, when I regress,
her,
that's what she does.
Gone
though.
Into any black
holes? Oh,
I'm always having such a happy.
These are not black holes. We're not going into black.
I always have happy astro.
Okay.
What are you laughing about?
I'm just waiting to ask a question.
Go for it.
Go ahead. I'm so glad you made it.
Do you consider past life regression traveling to another dimension? Where do you place that?
That's a controversial question.
Yeah,
because
I'm not sure.
I've never passed life yet.
Memory, no.
Most people think you're pulling your cell memory.
Yeah.
You know, so it's your memory.
It's not a dimension.
But you're tapping
a
into a part of your of it. Well, your
and
memory.
Apparently, the ghost that's here agrees with you.
So then you can't talk about that.
We can talk about it. I've got much to talk about.
That's
but go
true.
Ahead.
I just go right around.
Yeah, that's it.
But no, I'm just saying it's that whole experience is like.
But there are
astral
people
travel.
Who astral back to their past.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, there's future life progression, and there's in between life.
Yeah.
regression.
I'm not worried about the future.
Well, the
that's already over.
All right.
It's already over?
It's already over for you. Okay.
But the past ones are interesting. You know, like you can find, sometimes you can find help in them, I've found. But to me, it sounds, if you've done it, it sounds no different than astral travel.
What do you think, Ruth?
I don't know. I've never astral traveled personally. And past life regression, I've done it, but I don't know. I'm not a big fan. So
living that
maybe
again.
Not the best person to ask.
Why are you
what
not
did you say?
Did you not get good results? Or?
Wasn't the result?
I had good results. It was like it was a little disturbing, and it's like, what do I do with this knowledge? You know, if it is real, what do I do with it? You know, that's the problem I had with it.
And the doorbell rang in the middle of it, and we had to stop. But that's,
no, I mean, I'm talking about another. I've done it more than once. Talking about another time. So, I don't know.
It explained some things about me, which was helpful. But to me, the experience wasn't really any different than some of my very vivid dreams.
Exactly.
You know, that's the only way I can describe it. It was just maybe it may have been a little more detailed. Maybe I felt a little more connected to it. But to me, it was very similar to having a very deep, meaningful dream. Now, I don't necessarily call that astral travel. To me, I call them like epic dreams, where it seems as if days or weeks have passed. I'll have dreams like that. And that's what past life regression seemed like to me. But, you know, that could just be my experience.
What was
know.
Your intent when you had the regression? Did you have an intent? Becoming
you know, I'm always asking why I'm here and what I'm supposed to be doing or, you know, why I'm feeling a particular way.
So do you think you came from another dimension?
I don't. I hope so, because it doesn't make sense. I came from here.
Well, I know you always say you came from up there.
I don't know. I probably got that from my father, because my dad always told me he wasn't born; he was hatched from an egg.
Well, some people feel like aliens.
Which technically, I guess
like
he was.
Some people feel they come from other dimensions. You know, the things that we always talk about regularly, like Bigfoot and stuff. They say they see them walk through like.
I really don't know how to answer that question. You know, because I was surrounded by some. So many weird things when I was younger. It's hard for me to answer that. I don't really know. I don't feel like I'm where I'm supposed to be. You know, that's
most of us don't.
That's as prevalent as
you
me, you know, having green eyes or something.
That's, I meant that in a good way.
Oh, all right.
Vera's getting fidgety over that.
My butt hurts.
I'm sorry.
You should have taken us off the chair.
I know.
I mean, I wonder.
I really don't know.
I wonder how many children have been told by their parents, oh, "We don't know where you came from. You're too weird. You're too." And I remember distinctly my mother saying this to me. I must have been dropped off by aliens.
No,
My father told me that
they found me in a cabbage patch.
Well, that's because he didn't want to talk about
that. My mother told me they found me in a dumpster.
Oh, nice.
A dumpster.
So there seems to be a prevalent theme here. If there are any mental health professionals listening, please call 347.
No.
Oh, that's
no.
What's that number to call in?
Yeah, that number to call in, folks, is 347-633-9648. Please come and save
this show. We appreciate any and all advice we can get on the subject.
At this point, we'll take anything. Give us a call. That's fine. Help me, please. So.
Did everyone tell them they came from other
places?
That's one thing I don't remember.
I had a nice, and she was laughing. I didn't have, my mom didn't say that. She said nice things. She was like, how was I so lucky to get such a great kid like you?
Oh, that
and
never
Dana
happened
said,
in my
very
house.
Lovely.
That definitely did not happen in my house. Oh, shit.
That happened at your house, Ruth?
She was very
my mother always said that she liked me. I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's one of us.
Yeah, depending on the day.
You know, she did bring me home after all. They may have found me in the dumpster,
yeah.
But she brought me home, so something must have been okay. Okay, it got really muffled now. I can't hear you.
No, I meant to be muffled.
That was muffled on
purpose. Oh, okay. Alrighty then. Telling stories over there.
We have any? Yeah, I was going to say, any other dimensions or realms?
Not unless you want to talk more about the angelic realm.
Oh, angelic.
Yeah, let's talk about angels.
Go for it.
You know, those of you who think there are no angels, you have to hear some of the tapes that we have here, because
that could probably be heard.
You can play that. That would definitely be heard. Look it up. The angelic realm. We use the angelic realm
for everything in here anyway.
Such as?
Let's see. Sometimes we use them during our psychic development. I use the angels I call them in when I'm healing. We talk to them all the time. We use them. We ask them for help when we're ghost hunting. I don't think there's anything that we don't, you know, invite them in to help us with. Not everybody believes in the angels, but I'll tell you, there are a few people who weren't so, you know, sure or certain if there was an angelic realm or those type of energies, and now they're pleasantly surprised. Oh, and I think Dana was one of them, right? Didn't you say that? Yes, that's what I said.
Because I didn't really believe in angels.
Eat your mic.
Let me turn the sound up.
Just to let the new listeners know, Vera and Dana truly are best friends.
But we keep them separated.
We keep them separated for a reason. If we could put them on opposite ends of the universe, we probably could as well.
No.
Oh, yes.
No, it's not that good. Okay, I think I'm ready here.
All right, go ahead, give it a play. And this is who?
Jackie.
This is an angelic. Well, I was actually contacting Archangel Michael.
Yeah, okay. Jackie was alone in the center herself, and she decided to do an EVP session all by herself to contact Archangel Michael.
Because that's what we do.
Okay, so I don't know. I'm going to play this, and hopefully you can hear it.
Good so far.
All right.
There goes instant credibility.
That was the angelic knock at the front door.
Okay. Oh, okay, we're going to try it again. Okay.
Take two. Try it again.
Wait. It's not done. It's that last piece, too. Okay. There's a high-pitched squeak, and then you wait a couple of seconds, and there's a whisper at the end.
All right.
And
let's
give it one more try. Okay. Go ahead.
Are you here with me?
Okay.
Who knew angels sounded like hamsters?
They do have a high pitch. They always come through with such a high pitch.
But that was not Jackie. That was nobody else in the place. And this was picked up on her recorder in her room.
I have to tell you guys, I heard almost exactly that same sound the other day. And I was in the car and pulling out of the end of my street. There was a car coming the other way. Faster than I, you know, it like came around the corner and I had already started pulling out and just barely missed me. And right after it was you know, past me, I hear this in my ear. Like, it just squeaked by that one. Like, like, oh, what is that noise? Now I know.
It was an angel.
It was an angel. Oh, my God.
Anyway, she had quite a long conversation, and I only, because it was personal, I only put this one short little piece up front on. But it was quite astounding to hear this.
And I had heard that on other EVs other recordings here at the at Trinity and never realized what it was until I heard that, and I said, oh, then that squeak that I, because I was playing them forward and backwards and making them faster and slower, trying to figure out what it was saying, but you really can't. It's like a different, it's a whole different
but dimension. But that last little whisper at the end, and I think it sounded like, or something like that. It was definitely a man's voice, but it was very whispery and in the background, but it was definitely
and really. You stop your interview. And you do hear the two together, because on the EVP I got, there was a voice, a whispery voice, and then at the end,
yeah,
too. So you do hear them together frequently.
So what else about the angelic realm?
Love it.
All righty.
What do you love about it?
We need video. I think it's a comfort. It's why I like to come here. I feel good when I'm here. I feel that there's things that protect me, and I can contact them more easily here than anywhere else. So I'm a great believer in the angelic realm and our ability to access it. So. Like I said, it's a comfort.
Can anyone access it?
Sure.
And what's the password?
Most people don't know.
I'm not being funny. I just never.
Like,
yeah.
Every day you should invite
just
them.
Ask.
Okay.
What's interesting is I've been coming here for 2 years now, and during this time, there's several people. The change of them has been significant. When they first, I've seen some people come in here. When they first start coming in, they are in such a dark place. And they're so insecure and unhappy, and their life is miserable. And it's like now these people are coming back. They're like they've gone around the corner. They're like they can see the future. They're happy about things. They're enjoying their life so much more. And it's only because they have allowed themselves to receive and become more positive and be around this positive energy that is. Reason like we come here.
Well, what about our friends who have been thought of as unusual because they do see spirits and hear things and were at the brink of thinking that they were
nuts?
I was going to say insane, but you know, and I so much nicer.
Yes.
And they've come here and you know.
And realize they're not alone and that what they're hearing and seeing is, in fact, something real that other people have experienced also. And they're not alone and they can share it. And just being able to share that gives them so much peace within their own personal lives that it changes them.
Sometimes they think they're hearing voices in their head and they don't realize they are tapping into the spiritual
realm.
You know? And I think when they get a little bit of validation in their... You know, they feel okay about themselves. They're like, no, I don't feel so alone. So how do I control this? How do I work on it? Or how do I, you know,
use it for good?
It,
yeah.
Or how can I use it for others? You know, there are so many people that they're completely immersed in the angelic realm. Everything they do is about angels. Just like people who are into the fairy realm, everything they do is about fairies. So there's a lot of people that have angel stories. You know,
I'm an equal opportunity employer.
Tell them your story, like what you told me the other day about that you really didn't know much about angels when you first started.
I did not only know much about angels. I mean, I'm sort of a you know, agnostic, and I didn't even know if I believed in angels. Period, and I, for the hell of it, I took an angel class here, and I don't know if something about it just struck me, and after that, it was like I've actually seen the outline, the shape of angels. I've seen them here, I've seen them in dreams now, I've seen them in before I go to sleep. I close my eyes a couple of times, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, it's like I believe everything I see. I mean, if I can see it, I'm confident. I trust what I see, and I don't question what I see. And it is, it's kind of like an interesting experience for me. And I think it's, it makes me feel like lighter in my soul. What can I say?
You weigh about 50 pounds anyway.
Yeah, right.
She's a teeny tiny person.
Not exactly. I am vertically challenged.
She's an elemental.
I project much taller. People never guess that I'm as low to the ground as I actually am. But anyway, angels. I started drawing pictures of angels. What can I say?
You made a picture of me.
I did. I made a picture of Jackie wrapped in an angel.
A Fabio angel.
That's a false angel.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my Archangel Michael.
No, you're right.
He's got big pecs too and jeans.
All in the name of art.
All in the name of art. It's really not a gross picture, people.
There's just not enough wine here. They're just. Yes.
I had a quarter of a glass, see? I don't even need to drink. I'm just naturally.
That's my line.
Yes, I know.
You stole my line. Now what? What if you've never had any angel experiences? What's that do to you?
Well, I never had until I came here. I mean, I'm assuming you can get along just fine.
Okay. Just checking. I just want to make sure.
You may have had an angel experience and not even known it. How many times have people been in car accidents and they walk away without a scratch and somebody says, "Wow, look at the car. You should have been dead."
That doesn't happen.
It's unexplained. You know, it happens. They're out there.
The one bad accident I was in, the only one that got hurt, so.
It would be.
It was a minor injury, but still.
Well, we didn't mean that.
No, that's
it could have been worse, you know. You see stories all the time.
What'd you say, Ruth?
I say you see stories all the time of the, you know, accidents happening and people surviving
Is that baby they just found?
I was just going to say that.
Oh, yeah.
The upside down baby.
I don't know if anyone heard about the story, but there was a baby that was found strapped in the car seat a few inches above the water. The baby was in the car for like 18 hours.
Oh, my God.
It shouldn't have survived.
Yes.
The mother was deceased. The car, I guess, went over an embankment, ended up in a river. And the interesting thing was they didn't report it on regular radio, but on this other radio station I listened to, which I guess I can't mention because we're on our own.
Correct.
Anyway, the reports from some of the medical personnel that got there, when they approached the car, they heard a female voice say, "Please help me." Now, the mother had been dead for hours. The baby was 18 months old and was, I believe, was unresponsive when they got to it. The baby couldn't sound like an adult woman. Something was telling those guys to look in the car and to help someone.
They have the video from the cam.
There was a body cam on the one guy running up there, but you don't hear that
on
the audio. Unless they edited it out, you don't know.
You know, I saw the interview with a policeman, and it was a youngish policeman.
He wasn't the only one.
And he said that he heard it, and he didn't want to say it to the other guys, and they finally compared notes, and a bunch of them heard the same thing.
Yeah.
And there was nobody around that they could see that could have said that. And the only explanation is the mother was calling for help for her baby after she had died.
And it was just happenstance they found the car because the guy just decided to go fishing there.
Yeah.
And if he wasn't there at that exact moment, he wouldn't have seen the car.
Yeah, because it was hidden from you're over an embankment. It was hidden from the road.
I don't believe you could see it from the road above either, from what I understand. So, I mean, I believe that they're out there. I believe people have experiences with them. I've never experienced.
I think that's an amazing story.
I know of.
And I got to tell you, it's probably the only thing you haven't experienced. Because you always have a story.
Right. Well, I just had a story there, but it wasn't mine.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know.
Well, he was reporting the news. That wasn't his story.
I know. Okay.
That's not mine.
But, you've always had so many
see, now you got
rich tapestry of
stories about your life.
Do angels scratch on hardwood floors?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe I did have an angel experience.
Into a different realm.
Well, that's where I'm from.
I've seen things like you read about it where they consider the lower energies a completely different realm.
Maybe I have to correct myself. Maybe this is an angel story, but it's in a very weird way. Okay. So, are you ready?
Go ahead.
When I was about, I don't know.
Yeah, we had him.
Maybe 3-4 months old. I'm not sure exactly. I know I was an infant.
Do you remember when you were 3 or 4?
No, I don't remember this. This is a story that my mother told me. Probably the earliest I remember is maybe like 2 years old or something. Maybe I'm not sure about that. But anyway, back to the story. I'm laying in bed, and my mother has me in bed with her, and she hears something scratching on the floor under the bed. So she thinks it's her little dog. I think she had a little Scotty when I was a kid or something. So she yells at the dog to stop scratching on the floor because there's hardwood floors in the house. And it stops scratching, and a few minutes later it scratches again. It gets to the point where she gets really angry at it, and she leans over me to look under the bed to shoo the dog out from under the bed. And the minute she's over top of me, the ceiling collapses. And all the plaster collapsed on her back and on the bed. It would have landed right on me. Now, I don't know if
baby.
I...
And you were a baby.
Yeah, it would have landed right on top of me. So something was trying to get her to lean over me to protect me. I don't know if I can call that, an angelic experience, but it could have been the ghosts protecting me there, too. The spirits in the house.
Right.
Who knows? I don't know. But that's the earliest ghost story that I know about me. So, the spirit realm.
That's a good one.
So, that's my experience.
I love the way you say that. The spirit realm. Do it again.
That's as close as I can think of something like that.
Close enough.
Is that close enough? Is
yeah.
that pass muster?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely close enough.
Okay, all right, then I'll.
Do you think negative energies are from different realms? Is it wrong?
Well, they could have their own, who knows, they might have their own society. Or it could be like a yin-yang thing where they're both from the same area. Because if it's not balanced, you can't have all good either because that gets wacky. There's got to be a balance in between. That's what I always thought since I was younger. What do you think, Vera?
No, I'm just trying to conceptualize the whole yin-yang thing.
I wonder if they interact with each other, let's say the good spirits and the bad spirits, if they interact with each other.
Yeah, because a lot of times you hear about the negative spirit kind of ruling over the other spirit.
Grandfather staying to shield or protect the grandson or daughter. You hear all kinds
you're right.
Pull together and then they form a bigger energy, or some of them they'll say they're afraid of whatever boss spirit is around them.
There's got to be something to the negative side because they wouldn't keep trying to win. Right? They would have given up a long time ago, I would think. I don't know.
Negatives?
Yeah. Or the dark side, whatever you want. I always used to call it the dark side. But there's
works
got
for me.
In darkness.
Oh, God. I wasn't even thinking about that one.
You were thinking
one.
Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah, I know. Aha.
Ruth.
What?
Jackie's
what?
Not talking into the mic. What do you think, Ruth?
I can't hear Jackie at all. I'm sorry if she
That's
was
because
talking.
Jackie's staying away from the microphone.
Get on that, Jackie.
Forget that. She's already done.
Eat that mic.
She's just like leaning back and talking. I can't wait till Mark comes back. I actually tells her to eat the mic.
He never does that.
Anyway, Ruth, what do you think?
I don't know. What were you talking about?
Ruth, put the bottle down.
Yeah,
put the bottle down.
If negative energies, you think they have their own plane of existence?
I don't know. The negative is a mystery. It's one of those things where I was taught if you talk about it, you give it power. If you fear it, you give it power. And so I've learned to ignore and not give that any energy.
So how are you friends with Vera?
It's not easy.
Feel free to give it right back.
She says
has not always been easy.
You can a good no, brainstorm.
You're
no
walk in the park either.
Ruth and I used to live together in, with, you know, well, never mind, but we used to live together. So we all know each other.
Oh, she's beating on things.
Yeah.
She stayed.
We're all very good friends.
Yeah. Oh,
or
yeah.
We wouldn't
it
be
certainly
friends
so.
Anymore.
Them towns apart.
Absolutely.
You are towns yep. apart.
I don't know. I'm looking at you guys here.
As far as yeah, as far as the realms go, there is that lower realm in the Buddhist tradition. There is a so-called, you know, we'll call it hell, for lack of a better word, because everybody understands hell. Although it's not, in the Buddhist tradition anyway, it's not the eternal damnation that the Christian world thinks of it as. People who are, you know, because Buddhists believe in karma, they think if you do bad things in this lifetime, your next lifetime, you're going to be something much, much less pleasant, let's say. You could go back to an animal form or some lower life form that would have a much less pleasant life than a human form. So that's the Buddhist view of hell, or you know what happens if you're bad. That's it. Their realms. That's the bottom tier, and I think there's even three levels of that. So
you know, I have people that always claim.
In the microphone, please.
There's people that always claim to be like Cleopatra or Napoleon, but nobody ever says I was Hitler, you know, or
yeah.
nobody.
Or the garbage man.
Or the garbage man, right? But, yeah. So, do only
no,
important?
You, not necessarily.
Really?
No.
Tell me you have a fast play with the garbage man.
Not a garbage man.
Hell, Hitler?
No.
Bad guy?
Well,
anything close?
It depends on what side of the war you're on.
Oh,
I'll tell you that one off the air, and we'll see if it's
all right.
Airworthy.
We'll air it out later.
On a past life regression show.
Yeah. Oh, that's bad. Yeah.
Have we done that one recently?
I don't know. I'm a newcomer.
No, you're an old newcomer.
Have we done what?
Past life regression.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
We have. Oh, we're looking at orbs over here.
Obviously. Not paying attention
to
the show.
You can look at them when you get home.
Yeah. Thank you.
No, she just took it.
See, that's why you and me during these ghost hunts, Virgil.
We have done that.
I am not giving Virgil.
Yes, you are. Oh, you don't have much of a choice.
Everybody
you can
gets
have
a
Ruth.
Chance with Virgil.
No, they don't. Absolutely not.
With my wife.
What'd you
say? If you have Virgil on a ghost hunt, you have to be aware that your electrical stuff
we have already
will
done.
Malfunction.
We have already worked together.
Oh, right. Yep.
All three of us.
That's where Paul got to see the door close behind him.
That's right.
Alrighty.
That's right.
Whatever.
We're yin and yang.
Oh, boy.
Well, when they hate me, they like him.
Everybody's stealing you, Virgil.
That's right. Give me while you can. I don't know how long.
Sounds like you can't give me away. I don't know what's going on over there. What purpose you're giving me away for? I was like, you could have Ruth, and I hear nothing.
Have I been
muted?
What word do you want?
Yeah, really. All right, so we're all in agreement that you know the realms certainly do exist. The fairy realm we've talked about. We've talked about the astral. Are we down to anything else that we need to talk about or want to talk about?
Around some spirit realm pictures.
Well, the spirit. Yes, I know.
I got something to ask.
Go for it.
Do we think that the old mythologies were their own realms? Like the Norse mythology was a whole nother, and I think there was a lot of reality to that.
I'm gonna kind of go with Ruth on this one. I think if we continue to
You're
think
just
about
go,
it, well, that too. You know, the more we think about it, maybe it really was.
Yeah.
You know, me personally, I can't answer that. But if we continue to think about it, you know, I always say,
because,
why not?
I mean, that guided that society for so long.
Yes.
And it lasted a long time. Probably as long as Christianity has lasted.
Yeah.
And some of the other ancient religions are older than Christianity.
Yep.
So who's to say they weren't realms that were real too?
It's possible.
And maybe it's just real to you. Who knows? Just something to think about.
Sure.
Well, I think our present time frame in society is so young in comparison to the length of time that these things have been going on. Even before, you know, they talk about sophisticated societies well before the early Egyptians and well before the early BCs. And it's like at the time of the caveman, they've even come up with sophisticated societies that gives credence to the fact that maybe the present day man was engineered from another type of race. You know? Is it that exact?
Well, if you can engineer society, you could engineer a realm for them. Right? Why not? You could program them to believe whatever you wanted.
Oh, yeah, you can.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They could have made up a whole society for them to live by. Because,
sure.
I mean, look what the Romans and Greeks did, believing in multiple gods that that dominated every day of their lives. And those gods were, you know, invaluable to them until Christianity came along. There was temples everywhere, all over the place. So, I don't know. It seems like a lot of that stuff in history, there was something to it.
Oh, I think so.
Because
so.
As much was motivated by that as anything else. Mm. What do you think, Sarah?
Vera's K2 doesn't stop going off.
She's not paying attention.
Ruth,
she's
her K2
her,
is pinned.
She's just watching her laptop.
I'm glad I'm here. Usually I wish I was there right now. I'm glad I'm here.
All right, where are you? I want one of you light bulbs to hold still while I shoot your picture.
There you go.
Light bulbs. I've never even heard of them.
Asking a spirit to hold still.
Hey, why not?
Light,
I do that all the time when I take pictures.
Yeah,
I say, I'd like to take a picture of an orb now. They hardly ever disappoint me.
I always get something in the radio show.
Yeah.
I always get, at least
after the last couple days, it was a mountain of them yesterday. Literally.
Well, where'd they go?
Oh, there was
to
so
another
many
realm.
In here.
They could have been.
No, they're here. They're just.
They could have been.
Sleeping.
Yep.
Sleeping.
Well, we should keep talking.
I'm deep sea fishing here. That's it.
Yeah, I think we've done. I think we've.
Well, I brought up all the ancient societies. And
yep.
I think we've exhausted ourselves
help.
On this. Yeah. At our present.
Well played.
Oh my God.
Good Lord.
Vera's like, oh my God, what are you doing? Oh, cool.
Very nice.
Ooh, Virgil made like a. Awesome piece of artwork while he was sitting
on the whiteboard. The whiteboard.
Hold it up to the phone. I can't see it.
Yeah.
Which one? There's phones everywhere.
Give me that. I want to take a picture.
So, what are we doing next week? Next week's episode.
Oh, we're going to discuss what happened this week.
Exactly.
And say we're
really
sorry.
We'll review all the evidence everyone's getting.
Yes. That'll be part one.
Virgil's going to talk about mummies.
Mummies? So we're going back to Egypt next week?
There's mummies everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
You think there are? Still nowadays?
What do you mean?
Well, there are mummies, sure.
There's mummies in Peru. Mummies. Because the Celts used to bury their people in swamps.
He told you, Virgil knows everything about mummies.
I don't know anything.
You know,
everything about everything.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know something.
I know a little bit about.
Did you see the Buddhist statue they recently took an X-ray of, and there was a mummy inside of it, a skeleton of a monk.
See, it is a very interesting subject.
They think he's meditating. He's such in such a deep meditation that he's not actually dead.
That's what some of our
I'll say that again, because it's not believable. They think he's in such a deep meditation, but he's not actually dead, that he's meditating. He's a
statue.
He's a mummy inside a
statue. But he's not.
They
it's
think
like
he may
it's
wake
like
up.
Shifting that sucker open.
I hope they don't shake it too much.
Sure.
They might wake him up.
It's pretty interesting that they would make a statue around this dead guy, well, meditating guy.
And you know, Spirit says, we all have a line that we can draw after which we do not believe, and they have just come to that line with the statue.
Yes.
So.
Maybe.
So, I don't know.
Or
well, I think the guy is in there. I just don't know if he's alive.
There you go.
I doubt he's alive.
No, I don't.
I'll go with that.
Yeah. Don't think he's alive. I definitely think.
I don't think he's coming back.
Yeah.
Not unless he's coming through the spirit world. He's definitely not coming physical.
Something to definitely talk about next week, because I think we are seriously done.
Sure,
so now is it
mummies,
this week?
Mummies next week. What are we doing next week?
Mummies and. All the stuff from movie.
Well, if we're going to talk about that, we got to talk about Nazis.
Yeah. The Nazis believed in a lot of crazy stuff, but not so crazy.
A lot of occult things.
Yeah. Yep.
They had expeditions all over the world to try and prove the Aryan race was real. They're even trying to make certain people, like in Tibet and other areas, they were photographing them and measuring their heads, trying to prove that the Aryan race was the original race. They were trying to rewrite all of science, pretty much, to back up their claims.
So we can talk about all of that next week.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Cool.
All of it.
Works for me.
We got our topic.
Mark's back in 2 weeks. Can't wait for that. Charlie will be here next week.
I'll bet you can't wait.
I bet. Oh, I can't wait.
So let me get it right. Next week,
Paul would rather be the panel.
I'm taking a few weeks off.
Or Nazi mummies. What are we doing?
Whatever.
Nazi mummies.
I need to know. Research.
My mummy was a Nazi.
Mark, come back next week, please. All right. For everyone here at the Trinity Metaphysical Center.
You got to tell Ruth to make sure she gets her mummy on.
Oh, my mommy cannot listen to this show. Trust me. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I don't know. Are we all done
everybody.
Now?
Have a great night.
Are we sure now?
Bye, Ruth.
Say goodbye, Ruth.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Okay.